August 4th, 2016. It's 10:09 a.m. It's Thursday. And I'm heading to my hike, which is 120 miles one way from the Palm Springs area to up in the San Gabriel Mountains. And I want to comment on my health. This summer, one of my main goals was to lose a little weight, and just as important, or equally, you know, more important, was to generate, to harness, to foster nerve force, nervous system integrity, nervous system resilience, because my workplace, which is near a very powerful and disturbing cellular tower that erodes my well-being in every way possible, I'm going to be dealing with that again this year. I've been trying to transfer to another area near my parcels. I've got a few of them up in this high desert area. But the position, the two positions really that I was offered were either horrible electromagnetically, you know, that is worse than where I am now, or were serving a population of emotionally disturbed kids that probably even more toxic to me. I'm not going to get into that right now. You know, I've opined on behaviorally disordered, emotionally disturbed children, students, young adults, and it's just something that I don't want to work with that population. For short periods, a smaller group. But not for a whole year long with like 10 or 12 of them in one room, creating some kind of a really negative group dynamic. It's more than I can handle. But coming back from the week, I spent a week and a day, 8 days in the Washington, D.C. area. I have an uncle who lives in Bethesda, and a best friend that lives in Baltimore, and then my brother who's also in the D.C. area. I visited them all. And during that time, I made it a point to go walking every day. Now, that area is pretty darn flat. It's a floodplain. It's a whatever it is. It's a old eroded flatlands, and for the most part, there's some hills, but they're nothing much. And so I spent, Thursday morning, Thursday and Friday I did, say, 12 milers along the C&O Canal, which is a footpath along the, or a towpath along the canal that parallels or follows alongside the Potomac River for about 150 miles. Its terminus is somewhere in Washington, D.C., I believe. Or mile marker zero is around there. And a few things. One is the wireless exposures in the area were not good. But if you are walking a lot and not doing much of anything intellectual, and you're trying to get a decent amount of sleep, I suppose you can manage for a while. The 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe by the fourth 12-mile walk in that area, on Tuesday, which was 2 days ago, the last day I was there, or full day that I was there, did I think a 14-miler. I started to feel some pain in my thymus gland, and it was more uncomfortable for me. And regardless, you know, the varying exposures between my dad, my uncle's house, and my best friend's, best college friend's house, I was not able to sleep, and that's another matter. But it was related to both the EMF exposures at the house, both houses having their routers on near cellular towers, etc., but also having pretty uncomfortable beds. Either way, way, way too soft, or too small, and I couldn't spread out. But I looked better. All things, everything said and done, a couple things stood out to me that I want to comment on. One is, hey, you know, it's a no-brainer that humidity is pretty darn good for your skin. I sweated like a pig in both places. It was very humid, lots of rain, lots of clouds, lots of chemtrailing, lots of aerosol spraying as well. But the humidity, it was a 90 degrees or more and humid. And I think the sweating itself was cleansing for me. And each day I went for these long walks, I didn't alternate, as I do here, because of the extraordinary 2.5 hour drive each way to my hiking location. It's just not feasible to do this every day. You know, I need to accomplish something in my personal life, and that won't be the case if I am driving 240 miles a day. And then hiking, 5 hours a day or 6 hours a day on top of that, I won't accomplish a damn thing. But the fact that they're not driving far, I mean, not driving at all. I didn't have a car. I was able to go walking from, let's say, 10 until 4. So a good 6 hours on mostly flat ground. And I covered 12 or 14 miles. I rested a lot. It wasn't aerobically challenging, but the fact that I was in physical movement, with my stride, of my arms and legs in synchrony, synchronously, which is very, which contributes to a meditative state, and all the sweating, the drinking of liquids, it helped me out. This morning, I weighed in at 218.0. which is the lowest point, I believe, this summer. So from June until now, I've lost a couple of pounds. My high point was some evening, a month ago or so, I was at 228.5. That is fucking brutal. I can't have that. I will die in that way. I will die if I continue to weigh that much and feel that out of control. I I want to recommend very highly. Bless me. A daily regimen of, you know, 4 hours of walking. Or more if you need it, but, you know, 4 hours, that'll do ya. I think that's a good place to be. That's where I want to be. 4 hours every day, you know, get out of the house at 4, come back at 8. You have the whole day to exercise, assuming you can hike near your house or walk near your house. You don't have to drive anywhere. That's the golden, you know, the gold standard. You know, as soon as you have to drive somewhere, that becomes a distraction. And it decreases the efficiency, the effectiveness of your routine. I'm meandering here. Walking 4 hours a day, preferably with a serious incline. Reduce EMF exposures, or hopefully someday in the future, if we survive that long, no EMF exposures. But, coming back and weighing 218 was good, and I hope to continue that over the next week or two that I have of vacation time. Now, I am now having to mentally gird myself for another school year, but it was a good summer. I didn't do any intellectual work on the vacation. I didn't bring my computer. I logged in using my uncle's partner's computer, and then my good friend's, one of his sons, loaned me his. Just to do some emailing once a day or so. But overall, I imagine I was only at the computers no more than 30 minutes, maybe 15 minutes only. And certainly not intellectually engaged and not producing, you know, any content worth repeating on my website. And so I would, and then looking at myself yesterday, my skin looked pretty good. I was looking healthier, you know, less bags under my eyes, less pronounced. My hair didn't look quite as gray. And in general, a sense of vitality. My skin feels good or better. And you know, I've lost a little bit of weight. I believe very much that were I able to be retired right now, if I were able to retire and not work anymore, and I were able to go on a significant walk every day, then I would stabilize. I would, you know, despite the sprain, I would get a lot better. You know, perhaps, you know, hopefully dropping into the 190s, which would be, you know, 20 pounds less than where I am right now. I bet within a year, within a year I'd be in the 190s again. But, you know, hiking or going on a walk only every other day or less, because the way I have it planned out this year, it may just be 2 days during the work week that I go on a walk in Joshua Tree, and one day on the weekends doing a larger hike, but up in the mountains. That's not sufficient. It's perhaps not even, it's not even possible to remain stable energetically, remain healthy energetically with that subpar, inadequate regimen. But I think it's the best I can do right now. A big part of my sense of relaxation and the sense of ease with respect to my, the regimen that I maintained in the Washington, D.C. area was that I was able to go walking right outside the house, so that, a 14-mile walk, the doing of that required no travel time, which is huge. I mean, this 5 hours that I'm dedicating to this journey, this hiking journey, is ridiculously expensive in every way possible, but it's important to me. And I believe it's the best I can do right now. And I went up I tried the tram going to the higher elevations of the San Jacinto mountain. I would have gone hiking up there if there hadn't been any cellular exposure, but that place is inundated. That place is completely covered. So, buying that pass to use that machine, that conveyance to get to the top or that 8,000 foot level for the hike just was not any good for me. And I guess I'll take a stab here and there at a few other things, but I think this is really the best I can do. So I'm just going to try to retain as much health as I can in the coming year, and then just pray that some kind of transfer opportunity, some kind of relocation emerges with a job that is acceptable to me. And that's no small order, no easy feat. Traffic here coming up to a fork among highways. A lot of slow pokes out here today, going like 6 miles below the speed limit. Again, in sum, and said a different way, hey, look, I had 7 or 8 days on vacation in another area with a large social component, and I didn't lose ground physically, not much. energetically, yeah, it was a bit tiring, but in some ways. But I think the humidity and the extensive walking on a daily basis really helped me out. So I didn't, again, I didn't lose ground. I came back actually, with a little bit, lower weight. And that's, I think that's just fantastic. Any other comments? Yeah, for me in my state, in general, the electromagnetic exposures that I find toxic are most harmful to my intellectual functioning. I simply can't produce in an environment that is toxic to me. And so if you're smart in those areas, you try to maintain a whole body focus. And I did that purposefully on the flights, to and from Washington, D.C. Which meant that the people around me, there's all this EMF around here. Hang on. Actually, I'm going to stop this and come back to this commentary in a little bit. Over and out.